Hi everyone, it's Wednesday and I hope you're having a lovely morning or evening whenever you're listening to this. So following on from the last few days of consciously living, setting intention and living on purpose, we have been going through the starting phase of our goals, what we want to achieve, where we want to go and how we are going to get there. So if you haven't done the teaching so far, I would recommend going back and listening to Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. They're very short and very easy to do, but it will just give you more of an insight into where we are at the moment. So moving on into today's teaching, this is really about getting you to set those bigger goals like we spoke about yesterday, but now breaking them down into the smaller goals. So you will have an idea of where you'd like to be this time, as we said yesterday, on the 6th of September 2018. So in 6 months from yesterday, where you would like to be, or if you're starting from today, where would you like to be on the 7th of September 2018? And what I always feel when we're setting goals that have a time limit on them, it is important that we break these into very achievable steps week on week. So what I would like you to do today is to simply think of your bigger goals. Get a piece of paper and a pen out, or if you have a memo on your phone that you can type into, do it there as well. It'll really only take a couple of minutes. And I want you to start to write down from the wheel of life, the 8 areas, little goals that you're going to do every single week in those 8 areas, okay? The other thing about this is, so for example, maybe you want to change career. The first thing might be your goal this week is to sit down and research areas that you might like to move into. For somebody else, it might be to get their CV together. Maybe you haven't done that for a few years. For somebody who might want to meet somebody or have a new relationship, you might say to yourself, okay, where do I need to start? Maybe I'm not ready to get out there. So is there something emotional I need to do or to feel better in myself? So maybe my step one this week is going to read up on about confidence or how I can improve that. And there are teachings on this in the library and also back. I think last week we covered confidence, but we talk more about that as we move through the week. So it's just about taking really, really tiny baby steps. So what baby steps can you take this week for little steps? Every step counts. It doesn't matter how small, to move you in the direction of your goals. So what's going to move me closer to where I want to be? Make them achievable, make them small, and make them easy to do and not not taking up too much time, because then you'll find that overwhelming and won't do it. The other thing about setting small goals is that you're going to feel that you can achieve a lot in a small space of time of 7 days. And when you're achieving these things, you will feel like you're progressing. So even if it was simple as looking up a website and you tick that off next week of I did that, that is going to make you feel good. So what I also want you to think about today, as well as doing these goals, is just about where you are in yourself emotionally right now. Now, you would have filled that in on your wheel of life, but just kind of as you've looked at where you are yesterday, covering the goals that you want to achieve, and now today looking at the smaller goals, how do you feel about all of this? Do you feel that you are fearful around this? Do you feel that even though you want these things to happen, it's a little bit impossible for you? Do you feel that it's a bit of a mountain to climb? Are you feeling excited, ready to go, and just can't wait to get started? The reason I just want you to focus in on this today is because tomorrow I'm just going to be talking about a few things that do hold us back from our goals and a few things to propel us forward on our goals. So like, we're already on Wednesday, we've started this on Sunday, so we're 4 days in, and already we're building up quite good momentum with very, very simple yet effective ways to get there. So you'll see that over listening to probably at this stage maybe 20 minutes over the whole course of the 4 days, that you're already starting to get on track. If you've any questions at the place that you are now, or things that you'd like me to cover this week around moving towards your goals, please do send me a text. You can reply to the text that you get every day, or send me an email to carolinemariamead@gmail.com, and I can definitely input it. I record these teachings only the day before each one, so they're fresh. They're not done weeks or months in advance, so I can actually answer your questions during this process. So look, today again is just pick 8 little things you're going to do, and it's 8 things because it's one for each area of the wheel, okay, towards where you want to be, and then go about achieving them. Make them achievable, make them small, make them not have a very big time energy on them, so that you can get them done quickly. And then more particularly, think about what's holding you back around goals and what maybe you have that's going to propel you forward. So I suppose the good and the bad points around goal setting for you personally. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, where I'm going to delve into procrastination, sabotage, fear, motivation, and uplifting energy. And we will get going on that tomorrow. So have a great day and look forward to connecting you to you tomorrow. Thanks.